You know, this issue of hormonal therapy plus trastuzumab and, you know, sort of what the crosstalk might be, you guys have been talking for a while about the possibility of combining fulvestrant with trastuzumab. When you look at sort of tamoxifen, the AIs, and fulvestrant, what seems to make the most sense in terms of the combination?
What actually makes the most sense to me is fulvestrant. And the reason is, you can see ligand-independent activation of the estrogen receptor in HER2-positive breast cells. That is, the crosstalk between HER2 signaling and the estrogen receptor can activate estrogen-dependent genes in the absence of estradiol. So what that predicts is that with aromatase inhibitors, you'll have an absence of estradiol, no ligand for the ER, but the ER can still be turned on by HER2 signaling. So that's kind of a strike against AIs. SERMs, we know, can actually be more agonistic after this crosstalk mechanism. So how can you tackle such a complex issue? Well, an ideal would be to get rid of the estrogen receptor, and that's exactly what fulvestrant does. And so it is very appealing from a theoretical point of view to incorporate HER2-directed therapy with fulvestrant. And we have a randomized phase 2 trial underway in the metastatic setting comparing fulvestrant alone to trastuzumab alone to the combination. It's accruing very slowly, unfortunately, at the moment, and may have to be pared down, and some of the arms may have to be dropped in order to, you know, get some point estimate on the activity of the combination in the future. But it's open at this point. Rich Petras is the principal investigator at UCLA.
So when you see a patient with metastatic disease that's ER positive and HER2 positive, a postmenopausal patient, first of all, do you ever utilize trastuzumab plus hormonal therapy together in the metastatic setting?
Absolutely. Yes, I have a number of patients who are on fulvestrant and trastuzumab who are doing well, even though they were started on the treatment off protocol because the protocol wasn't open back when they started, and they're still on it. So I've had some very nice anecdotal responders on that combination. Now, remember, many of these patients have already seen adjuvant AIs anyway. So, you know, fulvestrant is a very reasonable consideration when they relapse.
What about the selection of hormonal therapy in the HER2-positive postmenopausal patient where the doc's not going to use trastuzumab? First of all, you know, what's your take in terms of just the clinical research data comparing fulvestrant to AIs for tamoxifen? And would you tend to think more, even if you're using endocrine therapy alone, to use fulvestrant?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, it is one of the arms on Rich's phase 2 randomized trial, in fact. So, you know, I have to believe that it would be entirely reasonable as an option for patients. Which agent to use up front, I'm probably less concerned about with the endocrine therapies, because these ER-positive patients are going to see all of these drugs at the end of the day, and which order they see them and may not be particularly important. And so it's not a real pressing issue in my own practice. If somebody comes in on an AI, I'll leave them on. I'm not going to try to switch them to something different based on theoretical considerations.